There are already hundreds of thousands of flock cameras that have been installed across America. And everywhere you drive, at least on the main roads, you are getting flocked. That is, you're getting scanned, your license plate is being read. But did you know that there's an adjacent technology now that can coexist with the flock cameras that reads your Bluetooth identifiers from your phone as you drive past? Now, there are a number of websites out there where you can check to see what flock cameras are installed around you. And believe me, it's insane to look this up. I think dflock.org is one of them. Just search for like flock camera map. And there's a number of sites out there that show you all the flock cameras. You can enter your zip code typically and you can see all the cameras. But this new device scans your Bluetooth identifiers and can scan what Wi-Fi you're looking for from your phone, because you have a built-in list of Wi-Fis that you normally connect to. And that list itself is broadcast out by your phone when it's looking for those Wi-Fis. So that list becomes a fingerprint of your phone, which is tied to your license plate. And of course, your phone is tied to your identity. So you have zero privacy if you're driving around with your phone just open like that. So the answer is a Faraday bag. And I've got one right here. You put your phone in the Faraday bag and you fold it down. You got to fold the cover down. It has to have multiple layers of defense. And once you do that, then your phone is no longer broadcasting while you're driving, and you can't be digitally fingerprinted as you're driving around. So, of course, Dark Bags is a brand that's tied to our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. If you go to darkbags.com, or you can find these at sat123.com, you'll be able to find these Faraday pouches for mobile phones or even for laptops, other things like that, even larger items. But especially for phones, you can find them there, and you can put your phone in that bag as you're driving around. Now, of course, you won't be able to receive text or send text or anything like that when your phone is in a dark bag, and that's by design. So if you still want to be able to communicate in a way that's completely private, then a satellite phone is actually a really great solution, because satellite phones don't talk to cell towers. They do not talk to cell towers, and they don't give away your geolocation when you're using them. So you can drive around with a satellite phone. The satellite phone is not going to be picked up because it's not broadcasting a fingerprint that's tied to you or anything like that. So the flock cameras can't identify you from just driving around with a satellite phone, even though they can on your mobile phone. So put your mobile phone in a Faraday bag or darkbags.com, and then have a satellite phone for emergencies if you need to make an outbound call and you don't want to be tracked. And of course, the Satellite Phone Store offers the sat phones at sat123.com. And yeah, they're our sponsor. That's why I know about all this technology, because I interview Tina, who's the founder of the Satellite Phone Store, and she always sends me these samples and demos of their products and everything in advance. So I get to use their products and try it out. And you know, the dark bags, their utility has gone up significantly since all these flock cameras have been installed. All of a sudden, your need for privacy is much higher than before. And I want to play a video for you here of a cop that was stalking this woman, claiming that she had stolen a package off of somebody's porch because they tracked her vehicle location all over town using flock cameras. Turns out she's completely innocent. They dropped all the charges against her because the police were totally wrong, but they were about to throw her in prison because of flock cameras. So check out this video. It'll blow your mind.
We have cameras everywhere in that town. You can't get a breath of fresh air in or out without us knowing.
Chrisanna Elzer learned the power of flock firsthand.
You were in town from 11:52 until 12:09. Exactly. Like I said, nothing gets in or out of the town without us knowing.
When a Colorado police officer showed up at her door holding flock snapshots of her truck.
And here's when you left at 12:09. That's when you left town.
Took it.
No, to stop at Ridge Trail.
Wait a minute.
And take a package. Well, there's no shushing. I don't
yes,
need to be.
Yes, I need to know where this is.
The first thing he pulled out on the body cam is that flock picture, the clear photograph of your car.
But here's your vehicle in the neighborhood many, many times, apparently casing houses, because you just can't drive through for work or visit other businesses. You can only be casing houses.
It is her. It is 100%. It is locked in. There is zero doubt. I wouldn't have come here unless I was 100% sure. 100%. It is certain. It is on video. You're obviously welcome to go to court.
Chrisanna was charged with stealing a package, but it wasn't her. The porch pirate was somebody else. Multiple times you tried to show him your video evidence. He didn't want to see it.
No, even when I called him back, he said, that's not my job.
You looked at a time of a crime. You saw my vehicle entering in the flock.
No,
camera.
No. What I did was I did an investigation.
You called my wife a liar. You know this is fact.
I have video evidence. I don't know what you want me to say.
The charges were dropped after Chrisanna spent weeks trying to get the police chief to look at her evidence. Time-stamped video from her truck and a neighbor's doorbell camera showing she wasn't at the scene of the crime.
What does it say about where we are that you feel you have to have more cameras than the police have in order to make sure you can prove yourself innocent?
It sounds like it flipped the script to you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
Without a flock camera, that detective would not have been at her door. By his own admission, he pulled out the flock picture of her car. Do you want to apologize to Chrisanna Elzer for what happened to her?
For the police misusing the tools? I don't think that I have to apologize for
him. He wasn't charged with a crime. He wasn't, I mean, other than being reprimanded for his attitude.
Sure. No, but I would tell you that, like, should I apologize for somebody misusing a tool? I don't think so.
Flock Safety Chief Communications Officer Josh Thomas.
Who's watching the watchers in these cases?
Well, the city council. The city owns the data, so city council would have the appropriate responsibility in that case. Our point of view has always been that it is not Flock's job to police the way police do their work.
All right, so next I have a video from a former cop who is warning about the flock cameras and what they do and how it's wildly unconstitutional. And yeah, they're automatic license plate readers. They read your license plate, but they take photos of people. Some of them have microphones on them. They can listen if they're installed in a park. They listen to people's conversations. They can track people. They're uploading for surveillance. They are put in place by police departments and cities and sheriff's departments to spy on you in total violation of the Fourth Amendment. These are wildly unconstitutional, totally illegal, but it's being done by a private company. So that's how the cities and municipalities get away with it, is they say, well, it's not a government doing it, it's this private company. But then the private company feeds all the resulting information back to the government. So it's really just constitutional violation by proxy. But check out this second video.
Hello, everyone. My name is Noel Pichardo. I'm a ex-cop here in the state of Rhode Island. I'm regrettably an ex-police officer. It's part of the reason why I'm doing one of the strangest things I've ever done, which is talking in front of a camera, in order to inform you all about a concerning trend that's been steadily rising in my state and other states across the country. So in about 2021, 2022, my city, the city of Pawtucket, the police department I was a part of, along with other departments in my state, started quietly signing contracts with this new technology called Flock Camera. It's a surveillance system company run by a man named Garrett Langley. He's the CEO and founder of that company. Basically, it's a very sophisticated AI software that uses a camera system to track and monitor every vehicle that goes by the camera lens. You know, it doesn't require a violation. It doesn't require any infraction. It only requires movement. That's it. And it records the make, the model, color, bumper stickers, you name it, of the vehicle that goes by every single one of these camera lenses. They're quite discreet. If you don't know what they are, you won't be able to spot them out. They're basically put on utility poles at the main intersections in your city, if you have them. So to put it bluntly, you know, if you own a car, you're now being tracked. If I could put it plainly, for committing the sin of going to work. This information is shared city to city and even state to state without a warrant. There's no legislation governing this technology. Specifically referring to my state, which doesn't have any legislation governing this technology, even though it's been in use for about 4 years now. And if you're still watching this video, I'm assuming your temper is starting to flare up because it's probably the first time you're hearing about this, which I think is the worst thing about this, in my opinion, is that you, the American citizen, was never notified about this innovation, nor its implementation. Your consent was never required, nor even asked for, or even thought about when your city government was putting up this new technology. For example, the chief of the Pawtucket Police Department, she was confronted by a local reporter on this very question of what gave them the right to put up these cameras without consulting the public. Her response was, so the criminals wouldn't know about it and avoid its detection. So there you go. That's their best argument about why they felt you, the public, had no right to know about this new innovation being put up in your city. So why am I in the situation that I'm in right now? Why am I talking to you? So when this innovation was first introduced in my city and many other cities in the state, I brought up a lot of the reasonable objections I'm sure a lot of you who already came up with in the first few seconds of this video, which is concerns about privacy, concerns about abuse, and concerns about transparency. Because I brought up all these concerns to that same local reporter that interviewed the chief of the Pawtucket Police Department, and because I brought these concerns to the Government Oversight Committee at my state house, what I got for that was suspensions without pay. I lost my promotion to detectives. I had my character sullied, and all that eventually led to my resignation, which was forced on me. It wasn't my choice, but I had no choice at this point. After I resigned, I was asked to sign an NDA by my department, which I didn't even know was allowed in my profession, but maybe that's just a sign of my ignorance. But I refused to sign that NDA, and as a result, I've become unhireable in my profession. I can no longer be a police officer in my state because, you know, I guess you could say plainly, I'm a bit of a rat, if you want to put it that way. But I made peace with that. You know, I made peace with that. I can't do this anymore. I'm not naive. I know how the world works. I know that when you talk about issues that want to still be kept hidden, that the price you will pay for that is you lose your job. It is what it is. Other things have happened, but I promised I wasn't going to use this as an opportunity to rant, and so I'm not going to do that. And I don't share this to do the whole woe is me bit. I simply share to prove that some nobody patrolman from Rhode Island had his livelihood taken away from him for simply saying, hold on a second, for a technology that we apparently have nothing to worry about. And if you are worrying about it, it's because you have something to hide. The philosophy that this innovation is already grounded on is already proven to be rotten. It's grounded on this idea that you, the citizen, are first and foremost a potential suspect or potential defendant that needs to be tracked and monitored for your safety and for the safety of others. It's the same philosophy that the Soviets and many authoritarian states during the 20th century adopted, and we all know how that worked out for them. It's the same philosophy that the Chinese are currently adopting right now, and they have a similar surveillance system that they're using on their own citizens right now, which is even more egregious. And look, I get it. I want to use the tools that we have in order to capture the guy who steals your mother's car, the guy who's stalking your neighbor's daughter, or one of the guys that shoots and kills one of our young men in our city. I get it. But this isn't the answer. This technology is new, but the philosophy that it's grounded on is nothing new. It's actually quite old. And we've seen it echoed in the worst way throughout the 20th century in Europe, and I don't want it to repeat those same mistakes in our own country. So what do I want? I mean, who cares what I want, I suppose. If you're still watching this video, what do you want? I assume it's the same thing I want, which is to have these cameras taken down, or have an intelligent conversation about them at the very least, which wasn't afforded to us before. We were just assumed to submit and go along with whatever our local governments decided. But what do I want right now? What I want right now is very simple. I just want you, the public, to know that these cameras exist and that they were put up without your consent. And I'm gonna trust you guys to do the rest with that information. I don't know how many people are gonna watch this video. It could be 50, it could be 500, 5,000. I don't know. I don't know how these things work. I don't have social media. But I have to try. You know, this is me trying. If you're looking to organize with reasonable, level-headed people who want the same things that you do, I suggest that you check out the website below. It's called deflocked.org. You know, they're a loose organization of people who don't want to punish anybody. They don't want to hold anyone accountable. They just want to speak with their legislators, speak with influential people in order to get these cameras taken off our streets. That's all they want. So if that's the type of people you want to work with, I suggest that you work with them because they simply want to go to work without being tracked just like you. And I want to add just one last thing. These requests may shock you, but first of all, don't be mad at your local cops. You know, they're guys who make 65 grand a year. A lot of cops in their unions, specifically the one that I was a part of, are fighting to keep their own health insurance. So I can guarantee you they're not the people responsible for this or even really care, to be honest with you. And this next request may shock you. Forgive your police leaders and your city council members, the ones who did put these cameras up. You know, I think us trying to focus on who to blame and whose job we're going to try to take away or what have you, I don't think that's going to be useful. So I say we just forgive them. And we just focus on what's really important right here, which is getting these silly cameras down and so we can move on with our lives. So if you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for listening. I hope everything I said was useful. And that's it. Take care.
All right. So there you go. You need to be aware of these flock cameras. Some people are even changing their driving routes to avoid these cameras because they are absolute violations of your Fourth Amendment rights. They're spying on you. They're criminalized against you. Some cops are using them to stalk women that they want to go on a date with. So if a cop meets a woman at an event, and I mean, there are numerous cases of this, and then the cop will stalk that woman through the flock cameras to find out where she is. And in some cases, cops have pulled women over to ask them, how come you haven't, you know, returned my text? How come you don't want to go out with me? I mean, can you imagine being stalked by a crazed cop all over town through the flock cameras, watching everywhere you drive and everything you do because they're creeping out on you? Like, that's happening with the flock cameras also. So just another level of total abuse of this technology. So be mindful of this. Protect your privacy. Use dark bags from darkbags.com. Use satellite phones. You know, put your phones away in the bags when you're driving. You know, don't be easy to track. You know, use a VPN from vp.net, etc. I mean, be smart because the United States of America is turning into a total surveillance grid, worse than China, and they're going to use it for your social credit score. So be ready for all this. You can follow more of my videos at brightvideos.com. And you can also follow my articles at naturalnews.com. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Pink Himalayan salt, one of the purest and healthiest salts on earth. Non-GMO, certified kosher, lab tested and trusted. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.